If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Kanye.
Yeah, you just say the name and you kind of cringe now, don't you?
I do. Can I throw something in here before you even freaking get going on this?
Yeah.
Please don't call him Ye.
I wouldn't.
In the story we're going to read, it says Ye, and I should have changed it because no, his name is fucking Kanye.
Conifer. Kanye.
Thank you.
He is legally known now as Ye.
I don't care.
Has once ignited more controversy, this time in an unhinged spree of posts on X. And as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, by the Diddy graphic, it involves Diddy. Because why not? In these all-cap rants, you know, made by stable people. Stable geniuses. He made inflammatory comments about his wife, declared his superiority over other rappers, and even referred to himself as Adolf Hitler. You know.
Yeah, because that's going to escalate your career to, you know, places unknown, isn't it?
This is watching a mental health explosion happening. I mean, we're watching someone just continue to break down. And I mean, people are like, is he just doing this for attention? Yeah, probably. Yeah. But it's because of a mental illness. It's not like there's a healthy reason why he's doing this. Among the most alarming statements was Ye's claim that he owns his wife. The rapper, who is married to Bianca Sensory, posted, "My wife demoralizes..." What? Demoralize? It's crossed out.
It's going to be bitches. It was censored, but I looked it up and it was supposed to be bitches.
My wife demoralizes bitches. Okay. Before following it up with a disturbing assertion of control over her, the post immediately sparked backlash, with critics calling it misogynistic and further evidence of his increasingly erratic behavior. Beyond a personal life, he also used his platform to voice support for his longtime friend, Sean Diddy Combs. At least he has someone in his corner now, right?
Yeah.
Who is currently behind bars in Brooklyn facing federal charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. If convicted, Combs could spend the rest of his life in prison, and Ye believes Diddy is being targeted unfairly and blasted celebrities for remaining silent on the case.
Okay.
I have two, but for the very different reasons. As a show of financial support, Ye announced the launch of a Sean John collaboration on his Yeezy.com platform at Yeezy. I'm selling the Sean John collaboration that me and my brother spoke about before they locked him up. We splitting the profits 50-50, he posted. The t-shirt features the Sean John logo, one of the branding Diddy's now defunct fashion line once used. Diddy's legal troubles escalated in 2003 after his ex-girlfriend Cassie filed that lawsuit accusing him of years of physical and sexual abuse. The case was settled. It obviously unleashed the floodgates of lawsuits that we are now seeing and his arrest. In his ex post, Yee implied that the charges against Diddy are racially motivated, suggesting that they are trying to make an example out of him. His exact target was left vague, but the implication was clear. Ye believes the criminal justice system is unjustly targeting his buddy, Diddy. He also continued by helping praise Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party, even referring to himself as a Nazi.
Okay. I have thoughts. I have lots of thoughts. As much as I'm treading lightly here, but the Nazi Party didn't work. For those of you who are wondering if maybe that's the route we all need to go, go look at your history books. Didn't work out well. And I'd also, I need to look something up from Dave Chappelle. Chappelle.
He also made it clear that he has no intention of walking back his comments, writing that he would never apologize for his anti-Semitism. Yee posts also included attacks on black people, homophobic slurs, misogynistic rants, and LBS language. The flood of hate speech has reignited public outrage, with many calling for his ex account to be suspended once again. Yee also came to the defense of Chris Brown, who was convicted in 2009 for the brutal assault of Rihanna, and has faced multiple lawsuits for alleged abuse in the years since. We all watched them try to cancel Chris Brown, Ye wrote, framing Brown as a victim rather than an aggressor. While his latest posts have only fueled further backlash, Ye remains defiant. His website continues to sell White Lives Matter shirts alongside cryptic symbols and slogans, some of which appear to carry hidden or controversial meanings. From his jail cell at the Metropolitan Detention Center, Diddy acknowledged Ye's loyalty with a simple Instagram post. This is where you just shut the fuck up, Diddy. Thank you to my brother, Ye. He just talked about being a Nazi and loving Hitler and horrible things about his wife and horrible things about black people. Horrible things basically about everybody is what he is living in. But you're going to thank him because he said one thing nice about you in his weirdest belief system? So if Hitler is out there, let's just go in another angle on this. If Hitler's out there talking about how he hates the Jews and how he wants to put them into ovens, but you know what? That Diddy, damn, he's getting a raw deal. Do you go and say, what up, Hitler? Thanks, bruh.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to find about Dave Chappelle, if you ever watched Chappelle's Show, did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
Do you remember Clayton Bigsby?
Kind of,
the
yes.
The blind Bigsby. Man of color
yes.
who was a
yes.
KKK member?
Yes.
That's exactly what this reminds me of. Like, excuse me, just a minute, Kanye, because I will never call him Ye. Kanye, I would like to put you in front of a mirror and open your eyes. You are a person of color. You are one of the first people that Hitler's regime would go after. So this party that you're propping up, you're going to be in an oven as well.
The thing, okay? I mean, he's... So that's the part. It's a delusional way of thinking. He thinks that he's above basically everything and that somehow these horrific historical figures would somehow be on his side or he'd be on their side and they'd all be good. I mean, it's delusional as fuck. I mean, yeah. It is what it is. I mean, so anybody who's going off on rants about loving Hitler and being a Nazi and the breath before that, you're saying, oh, I love Diddy. I guess what shocks me the most, and probably not advised by his attorneys, was the response from Diddy.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, brother. Yay. Oh, my God. Like, if one of the other worst people out there right now is saying, giving you props, maybe just pretend you didn't hear it. Just maybe pretend you didn't know about that. Because it's not.
Didn't we also hear it recently that Kanye declared himself on the autism spectrum too?
Yeah.
Didn't that just come out?
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't want to open this up to a discussion in this fashion, but why are we hearing about two very famous people who might be on the spectrum that are into Hitler? What's going on here? I'm very confused.
Well, I mean, Diddy's never been into Hitler.
No, but Kanye is, and Elon Musk and his Nazi salute. I've heard some people in my family, as a matter of fact, saying, well, he's on the spectrum.
Well,
I know a lot of people on the spectrum, and I don't think that they're out there doing the Hitler salute.
Well,
so I'm just
I will disagree with you on it being the Hitler salute. I think after watching that several times, it's and I'm not pro anything that's really going on here. But I will say Elon is certainly on the spectrum. And if you watched it, you could hear what he said, my heart, and he was motioning that he had his heart in his hands and he's throwing it out to the crowd. It certainly was a horrible move. The optics are absolutely horrible. It was asinine to do that, not thinking that it's going to look like a fucking Nazi salute, which it did look like. But I don't think that's truly what he was doing. I just think
it sure came off that way.
It sure came off that way, but I don't think that's what he meant, because I think he is a autistic as fuck. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because I think I'm on the spectrum too, but I have enough self-consciousness not to go and do that. I'm not really going to go down that road, because I think that's a lot of nothing, and there's plenty of flames in other places. But in terms of him being obsessed with it, I don't know. I think Kanye's came from a land where he got uber famous, had basically the ability to do anything he wanted for the most part, self-destructed along the way, and now he's a kid in a corner saying the most audacious, horrible things he possibly can to get attention, because nobody's paying attention to him any other way, and he'd just be another burned out rap artist that has seen his day.
I think you're 100% right, and the fact that he just launched the Sean John collaboration, he's looking for press, and he's getting it, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. If he's looking for attention any way he can get it, and it's sad that this is the only way he feels he can get it, because it's not true. He was a very talented individual. Does he have the mental capacity to still be that talented individual? I don't know. I think that day may have passed. But it's not uncommon when you have very talented, very intelligent, very genius-like individuals, which I think he was, and plenty will argue, he's just a rapper, he's not. He was very talented and very autistic in his way of thinking. And rather than trying to understand that more in our society, we just like to make it more of a freak show. And then we like to go, oh, we care. We're going to have this run for this. Or we're going to have this awareness and awareness and awareness. And then there's people who are flat out in front of you, some of the biggest names in the world that are clearly having issues with that.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, they're a Nazi. Or, oh my gosh, he's saying that. I mean, how about we, this is sad. I mean, this is sad to watch. This is not like, it's someone that's self-destructing. He's probably going to end up found hanging from his closet one of these days.
It's very possible. And people within his life, you know, not raising the red flag, saying we need to get him some help. We need to take away his electronics so he doesn't completely destroy himself.
That would require someone that would want to be a conservator over him.
Right.
I don't know if there's anybody that wants to be the conservator of Kanye or how you would get Kanye in any sort of conservatorship. Some people just need to crash and burn, and that's how it ends. Because I'd imagine there has been people in his life that have tried to help him, and I'm guessing they've all been pushed away. And they have lives to live too. And at the end of the day, there is self-accountability. No matter what card of hands you have been dealt and you're dealing with and living with as a semi-functional adult, you have to take responsibility for your own actions. Even if your actions led you this way or that way, there's ways of getting help if you, in fact, choose to get it. But that's the key part. They have to actually choose to want to get it.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.